Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the heart of downtown Sioux City at the Chamber offices located at 101 Pierce Street. And we're in the radio studio on the lower level of the Chamber office today. Our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, is at the Powell Broadcasting Headquarters in Indian Hills. And on behalf of Mr. Barker and I, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, really excited to have a first-time guest with us, someone who is in the midst of what I believe is a transformational project for one of our key quality of life amenities in our Siouxland community, Mr. Mike Tyson, who serves as the general manager of the Dakota Dunes Country Club. Mike, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. I am really, really happy to be here and really excited to have this opportunity to speak to everybody.
Tell you what, bud, you have had a really challenging year in a lot of ways, and we're going to talk about that over the course of the day. From floods and cancellations of events, including our golf event in June. 2 years ago, Tyson makes a major decision to relocate their Dakota Dunes corporate offices to Arkansas. As a GM, that's baptism by fire for sure, and we're going to cover all that ground. We're also going to talk about your massive remodel and renovation. Just phenomenal. The progress that has been made is extraordinary, and there's, I know, a little more work to be done. We're going to get to that in the second half of the program, but before we get there, as we do each episode of Grow Siouxland, we like to introduce our guest to our listening audience. So let's begin with your childhood. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Illinois, a little town called Catlin, just outside of Champaign, Illinois. Grew up there.
Does that make you an Illini fan?
It does make me an Illini fan. I know that that's probably not going to be very popular among some of the listeners.
I don't think that's going to bother anybody.
Yeah. Big, huge Illini fan. And
how far away?
About 45 minutes.
So you grew up getting to go see Big Ten D1 events.
Yeah, I went to all the basketball games and football games and all that good stuff when I was a kid. It was always great times.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
People don't realize how spoiled they are when they're a hop and a skip from that. I mean, in the Siouxland Metro, you know, USD's not too far away. Lincoln's a good 2 hours. Iowa State's a good 3. The University of Iowa on a good day might be 4.5. But when it's right in your backyard, what a wonderful asset to take advantage of.
Yeah, super fortunate for that. Just loved growing up doing it and love college football. I'm a huge college football fan, so used to love to just go watch those college football games. It's awesome.
Yeah, wonderful childhood. What a great way to grow up. And tell us about your grade school years. Were you an athlete?
Yeah, so I wrestled a little bit and then football.
Now that I didn't know. So as the guy with cauliflower ear, I will say, you jump up a couple of notches on my ladder. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Football was definitely tops. And then when I got into high school, I of course got into golf and did that through sports and everything. But was all heavily involved in baseball, football, Little League, you name it. I did it.
Did you have a favorite?
Football was probably my favorite sport until I got a little bit older, and then it turned to golf, of course.
And were you a varsity golfer in high school?
Yeah, so we had a pretty small high school. There's only 2,000 people in the town I grew up in, so there's two of us on that team, so I was on varsity.
That's pretty good, though, and that's been something that's stuck with you all your life.
Yeah, I love playing it. One of the neighbors got me involved with it. My dad didn't play, and neither did my brother. Got introduced to it when I was about in eighth grade from a neighbor, and just took it from there and just absolutely fell in love with it immediately.
You know, what a wonderful game, and certainly one of those that every era of one's life, from young to middle-aged to old to elderly, you know, golf is just a fantastic recreational sport and opportunity. Great for your mental health, great for your physical health. Universally, it is the one sport that, even though I'm terrible, I can compete with you on a level playing field because of the handicap system.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anybody can get out there and play, and there's, you know, five sets of tees out at the dunes, and any skill level can play from any tees and go out there and have a really, really nice time. And it's that way pretty much around the world. Like you say, it's a definitely an international game and something that travels all over the place. So I was very fortunate to pick it up early and be able to enjoy it still today.
Did you play in college?
No, I did not. I went to PGA school out in Arizona when I figured out that that's kind of what I wanted to do. And just like most guys, I thought I was the best in the world and got out there on some mini tours in Arizona and found out that those guys are really good and I'm just kind of good. So kind of shifted. I did want to play golf professionally, but kind of shifted over into the golf business world and just have absolutely loved it ever since.
Were you in awe of the talent, the raw talent of the people you were competing with?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, the guys that I was playing with out there when I got out there, you know, there's a lot of those guys that were just incredible golfers. Phil Mickelson, and, you know, just he was an ASU guy, and a lot of other guys. So I played a lot of the mini tours and some games around town with those guys, and they're really, really good. I don't think people understand how good those guys are.
You know, every now and again, I'll run into a guy that said, I could have been if I would have just practiced more. And it's like, you have no idea how naive you are.
Yeah, that's a pretty naive thing to say. I practice pretty hard. It's just one of those things that, you know, I'm good, but I'm not that good. Those guys are really, really good.
It's at the next level. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. I'm your host, Chris McGowan, and our guest today is Mike Tyson, the general manager of the Dakota Dunes Country Club. And Mike, tell us, what came after high school? Did you go to college or straight to PGA school?
PGA school, and did that program and then walked out of there with my PGA card. And then they also teach the golf business, the hospitality business, merchandise, kind of everything. It's pretty much just like going to college, same thing.
Sure. And tell us about your career progression after completing the education with the PGA program.
I tried to play professionally for about 3 years, played on the Hogan Tour, the Nike Tour. I'm kind of aging myself there. Sorry about that.
But no, we're very familiar with that because, of course, Dakota Dunes hosted the Hogan Tour back in like 1991.
Yeah, we had it out there at the club 91, and then it turned
into... Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did get it right. So the club opened in 91. The tournament may came just a little bit after that. But yeah, we used to host those events, and I played on those throughout Arizona and California when I was living in Arizona at the time, and kind of played in those and then moved around a little bit and played in a couple professional events. I was lucky enough to playing the Phoenix Open at the time. Now it's the Waste Management Open. I know that it wasn't as crazy back then as it is now.
You know, that's such an interesting golf tournament. It's a standalone event. How did it emerge with these crazy fans? And how did that get endorsed and approved by the rather uppity and buttoned up PGA?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of morphed into that. It was always a good time out there and a lot of fun in Arizona. And, you know, they always had the bands afterwards and all of that good stuff going on. But the Thunderbirds is who runs that event. And they just kind of took it in that direction. And I honestly don't know how they convinced the PGA to keep doing what they're doing. But it's an unbelievable event.
I think one of the great golf videos of all time, I think, didn't Tiger get a hole in one there and the place went absolutely berserk?
Yeah, kind of a crazy story. Yeah, he did get a hole in one that year. That was actually one of the years that I played in the event. So I was actually playing. I wasn't playing at that time. I didn't make the cut that weekend. But I was watching on that hole when he did that. So I was very fortunate to catch that live. So it was very cool.
That's amazing. That's probably one of the most viewed golf clips on YouTube of all time.
Yeah, it was pretty cool when he did that. That was really awesome.
Mike, we're thrilled to have you in Siouxland. You've been here a couple of years now. Tell us a bit about your family.
Yeah, I've been in Siouxland about 2.5 years, my third season at the club. I have an older brother named Brian, and he's a retired police officer in Illinois. He's married. He's got a couple kids. I've got my mom, who is still around. My dad passed away last year. And then I'm married, my wife, Laura. We've been married for about 7 years. We do not not have any children, met a little late in life. So, but yeah, I absolutely love it here. We've integrated into the community and it's been just so welcoming here. And I just couldn't say good enough things about this community and the whole Dakota Dunes community as well.
Oh, that's very nice of you. That actually warms the heart of a Chamber of Commerce professional to hear that somebody came to our community, made a smooth transition, and really enjoyed it. How about Laura? How's the transition been for your spouse?
Yeah, she absolutely loves it here. She's from Colorado originally, so I was a little worried about the mountain views that she was losing, but she's absolutely loved it and delved in the community and made a lot of friends, and everybody's just, God, they've just been so nice and welcoming and helpful with just everything, and the Chamber's been great as well, so it's been awesome.
Well, happy to hear it, and give my regards to Laura, and my wife is a transplant from suburban Chicago, so from Illinois like you, and has made a wonderful transition, and this has been a great community for us to raise our own family, and so we're grateful. You're listening to Grow Siouxland this morning, where our guest is Mr. Mike Tyson, the general manager of the Dakota Dunes Country Club. Mike is leading a major renovation of the Dakota Dunes property, and after this short commercial break, we'll visit with Mike about the progress to date and what people can expect in the finished product. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you from our offices at 101 Pierce Street this morning, our guest is Mr. Mike Tyson, the general manager of the Dakota Dunes Country Club. Mike, originally from the state of Illinois, a PGA golf professional who relocated to the Dakota Dunes Country Club with his wife, Laura. They're in the midst of a massive remodel and renovation. And Mike, again, thrilled to have you in studio today, but excited to learn about the project that is absolutely transforming the Dakota Dunes Country Club. As I said in the first half of the program, some real challenges with flooding this summer, with the closure of the Tyson Fresh Meats division, corporate offices in your community. In spite of all that, the Dakota Dunes Country Club is thriving.
Yeah, we're doing fantastic. It's just getting better and better, and the renovation is really helping along with that. Our membership growth is through the roof. The golf course is always in great shape, you know, thanks to Doug Houseman, who's been our only superintendent for 33 years, which is an amazing feat.
Truly incredible, and shout out to him for maintaining an Arnold Palmer designed and built course that for decades has been the or one of the top golf courses in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're consistently number two and number three in the state as far as golf courses go. We're hoping to get that up there a little bit more with this renovation and compete with some other ones. But yeah, the golf course is amazing, and it's just so beautiful out there and peaceful out there. We couldn't be more fortunate for the golf course that we have.
Well, you do have a great golf course, but that's just scratching the surface. You have other athletic and recreational amenities. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we got a fitness center that's a full service fitness center over there that's amazing with all brand new state-of-the-art equipment. It's got an aerobics room. We've got a pool, kids pool. We've got basketball courts. Pickleball is all the new range, so we've got some pickleball courts out there as well. Driving range, and then of course our newly renovated clubhouse.
Let's talk about that newly renovated clubhouse. The Siouxland Initiative earlier this fall hosted their annual luncheon in the month of October, and there was still a fair bit of construction going on. The dining room, the ballroom was in fantastic shape, perfect place for us to host our annual investor luncheon, but so much more has been accomplished since then.
Yeah, it's just amazingly beautiful in there. Klinger's a general contractor, and they've done a great job, and CMBA Architects is our architect, and they've done an amazing job as well.
I'll tell you what, when you put John Gleason and Brian Crichton on a project, you can expect it to be first class.
Yeah, just been first class with those guys. The construction's just been great, and you know, it's just been an amazing process working with them. They've done such a great job, and the building is just unbelievably beautiful. So we have the top floor that is slated to open in a couple weeks, and then the whole other rest of the building will open right towards the end of the year is what we're hoping for. It's like you said when you were there, it's absolutely stunning.
You know, I always thought it was a first-class facility, pro shop located on the lower level, a locker room, health club, a restaurant upstairs, 19th hole bar and restaurant upstairs, ballroom upstairs, coat room, sitting area, lounge, fireplaces. This is really going next level.
It definitely is. We stripped the floors and the walls, and we took her down to the studs and built her all back. So we've got a brand new state-of-the-art conference room that's amazing for people to host business meetings or conferences in there. I've got a new wine cellar when you come in, so the members can store their wine there as well. The Palmer Lounge is our member lounge, and then our main restaurant, our banquet room, the whole new kitchen. The whole building was stripped basically to the studs and put back. We've also got a new addition on the backside of the banquet room that we'll have an enclosed all-season room up top that will marry with the banquet room, so we can get about 250 people in there now where we were kind of struggling for space before. And then below that, we're going to have a simulator room with a couple TrackMan simulators. That's the whole new range, so we're going to get into that too.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Mike Tyson, the GM at the Dakota Dunes Country Club. And Mike, everything you've described requires an outstanding staff. Tell me about the people who are part of your team.
Yeah, very, very lucky to have the team that we've put together, and just got a bunch of great individuals. Carter Buckmeyer is our new head golf professional just this last year, so he's been doing a fantastic job. We got Chef Patrick Yanoff in the kitchen, and he's just amazing. The food that he puts out is amazing. Marley O'Brien is our food and beverage manager and our events coordinator, and she just does a fantastic job. Then, of course, I touched on Doug a little earlier, our superintendent. The conditions couldn't get better on the golf course. And then Jeremy Heiselman, who's the assistant general manager, and he's our membership director as well, and he does a fantastic job. And the sport's been unbelievable from the membership, and our board has just been amazing. Support from our board has just been great. Craig Stanley's our president, and it's just been fantastic, the whole thing.
You know, Mike, there's nothing easy about a project of this significance, and I don't want to put you on the spot, and you don't have to give me hard numbers, but this does not get done without strong member support and people willing to underwrite a significant capital investment.
100%. It's been great. The members have just stepped up in an unbelievable fashion and just donated money to this project for funding. We are a nonprofit country club. It's member owned equity club. So the way that they have stepped up and just supported this thing, and committees and design committees and everybody being involved, the membership has just been unbelievably fantastic.
It's very, very nice to hear, because you and I have both been around long enough to know that a camel is a horse designed by committee. And there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen on something like this. How are you able to manage this so successfully?
You know, just a lot of help from a lot of great people. Just running through CMBA and Klinger, and they've just done a fantastic job. We have a design committee. We have a renovation committee. And then, of course, our regular board as well. We've had a lot of our members kick in as, you know, they own construction businesses, a couple of them throughout the, and they've helped and design, and just, it's just been great, and windows. And we kept the subcontractors that are doing the work to locally. We wanted to do that. We didn't want to go to Omaha or Sioux Falls, not saying anything, but we did want to keep that locally so the Siouxland could get that business and grow as well.
Well, and that's important to us at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce as well. We want to see as many of our local businesses given the opportunity to share their experience and their expertise for a project like this. What's the timeline for the completion of this renovation?
So the whole thing will be done at the end of the year is what we're being told right now. Of course, schedules can move, but that's what we're looking forward to. Like I said, we'll get the restaurant and all the main floor opened in a couple weeks and be ready to open for business for that. And then, you know, we got Santa Brunch coming and we're planning a big New Year's party with a band and everything else to kick off the New Year. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Well, here we are, Mike, in the midst of the holidays, and maybe a membership to the Dakota Dunes Country Club makes the perfect holiday gift for a loved one. If there's a listener who would like to learn more about your club, your programs, your offering, how would they go about learning more?
They can reach out to myself or Jeremy Heiselman. You can either call on the phone, as simple as that, or we do have a link on our website that you can contact us. Those emails come straight to me and to Jeremy, and we will respond and get you any information out there that you need.
In addition to a club membership, there's also a heck of a pro shop that has golf apparel, I think tennis apparel, shorts, shirts, golf clubs. I mean, that's an important aspect of your club as well.
Yeah, and Carter's just taken that to the next level with his merchandising. He does a great job merchandising. We have things here that you can't get anywhere else in Siouxland. We have Peter Millar at our club, which is a very popular golfing attire. We also have Lululemon for everybody else out there, and you can't get that anywhere else either. So there's a lot of great stuff in there, and Carter's just done an unbelievable job with it.
Mike, if someone would like to visit the club, tour the club, learn more, maybe experience a meal, can those kinds of things for prospective members be arranged?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, contact either me or Jeremy and we'll get you a tour. We also let you visit and we'll let you play one time at no charge on the golf course to make sure you like the golf course. And you can come up and have dinner, bring your family, do anything like that. And you can come up and do all those things anytime you like and take tours.
Well, I can tell folks from personal experience what's not to like about the Dakota Dunes 18-hole championship golf course designed by Arnold Palmer back, what, 30 years now?
Yeah, 33 years I think we're going on. So it's unbelievable. We're so very fortunate to have the golf course. The golf course is amazing.
Certainly a legacy to be proud of. For your current members and prospective members, what is your vision for the club going forward?
Yeah, we're going to get this renovation done, and then we're just going to start servicing the members. We'll do some more stuff. This is a big one, of course, but vision going forward is to fill that thing up. We're not too far from filling it up now, so we'll be close to a waiting list here coming maybe next year. I don't know. We'll see, but future is just to keep getting better and better and better. We got some irrigation work to do, some bunker work to do on the course, and other than that, the building was kind of always the missing piece, and we're going to tie that in now, so it's not a better place to be.
Well, Mike, they have the right guy at the tip of the spear. We wish you continued success. We look forward to participating in a ribbon cutting with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Dakota Valley Business Council when you're ready to show the community the complete renovation, and we wish you and your family as well as your staff the happiest of holiday seasons.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks for having me out, and thanks to Chamber for all your support throughout the years, and it's just been fantastic. Thank you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you this morning, and again, continued success and happy holidays. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Mike Tyson, the general manager of the Dakota Dunes Country Club. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.